Let's now continue with a time of prayer. And the prayers together have been put together in a very pointed and specific way by Friends of the Glaithers. Their names are Kevin and Claire Harganen. We pray. We gather today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Holy Trinity, in gratitude to God for the love we shared with Bob. In the midst of our pain, we can see a glorious nearness by resemblance to heaven itself in the days we enjoyed with him. And we boldly declare, standing amidst the prayers of the patriarchs, the predictions of the prophets, the preaching of the apostles, and the faith of the confessors, that Bob rests now with the righteous and will arise in glory when that trumpet sounds. Ever-loving God, we need your counsel. We hunger for your peace within. May you remind us in our grief of the good things we can treasure and open us to the infinite possibilities that are born in faith. Most of all, Lord, we ask for your help in remembering well. In Bob's attention to craft and his delight in well-made things, Bob's life directs us towards the Creator God who rejoices over the birds in the air and the flowers in the field, has counted every hair on our heads and numbered each day of our days. In his commitment to his family and his generosity to his friends, Bob's life directs us towards the sustaining God whose abundance is never ending and who is intent on turning enemies into neighbors and neighbors into friends. In his love of travel and adventure, Bob's life directs us towards the redeeming God who is not content to leave this world as it is, so often a veil of tears, but has promised to restore that which is cracked, heal what aches, and makes all things new. We go on today through God's strength to pilot us, God's might to uphold us, God's wisdom to guide us, God's eye to look before us, God's ear to hear us, God's word to speak for us, God's hand to guard us, God's shield to protect us, God's host to save us. We summon today all these powers between us and the evils that afflict us. And we pray with thanks for the witness of our dear friend Bob. May he rest in peace and rise in glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his face upon you and give you his everlasting peace. Amen. Before we conclude, just a couple more announcements. Again, we'll ask that you remain seated for the postlude. Wait for the ushers to come your way, and they will guide you out these doors during the postlude. And then secondly, we have a really special song to sing that was really chosen by Anthony and Andrea and Kay. That was dear to Bob's heart. That song is Heaven is a Wonderful Place. A couple things about that. There are two parts to this. The choir is going to lead us in the singing. You are encouraged to join in on part one or part two. So this is participation. This is the way Bob wanted to end it. Okay.